The entire riverbank looks like it's in surgery. Tarps and rope and metal poles try to hold the land together, but it's like bandaging a severed limb. Clumps of mud and chunks of permafrost line the edge of the bank to show the wound is still fresh. In one section of the bank, the river has carved a particularly big bite out of the land. The river is 20 feet away from swallowing one of the homes. City Administrator David Galila remembers the day all this happened.
My son came out and said, "Dad, you should come and go look at Uncle Pete's bank. It's close to his house." I said, "No, and it can't be. I just walked through it yesterday. I went there, came down, and there was..."
David has been working to get funding to move the homes away from the river. The closest one belongs to his brother, Peter Galila. But Peter is not eager to move. He says he has one big condition.
"As long as the water and sewer is going to be connected, if not, I'm staying. I don't want to go back to the honey bucket."
Akiak got running water and sewer hooked up in 2008. Before that, people used honey buckets and hauled water from the river. But since then, things have changed.
"Because the river is unusable now, too contaminated. For the health of my grandchildren and those living in the house, I'd like to continue to have the running water."
Just moving the house alone will cost almost $100,000. To add water, sewer, roads, and electricity, that's several times the cost. Tribal Administrator Sheila Carl hopes they can get all the money this year, but water and sewer might have to wait a year or two. She points to what could happen if people wait too long to move their house, and what has already happened.
"A whole smokehouse just kind of like rolled into the river within a matter of an hour. Are they just gonna let their house roll into the river?"
"If it comes to that, yes."
Peter is aware of the risks, and he's prepared to deal with them as they come.
"But like I say, it's not the end of the world there, because I can rebuild. And that's what we do. That's what we have always been doing, rebuilding."
David says he can understand his brother.
"I wouldn't move either. That's our house. That's where we grew up. Right next to it was the old house that we grew up in. That's where I grew up. That's where we grew up."
Not everyone along the riverbank wants to wait.
"Shoot, I wouldn't mind. I'm kind of wanting water and sewer at the same time too, all right?"
Arnold Williams lives a few houses down from Peter.
"I don't want to lose my house, you know. This is what my uncle worked hard to give me. I wouldn't want to let him do all that work just for nothing. To let him see it going down the river."
Arnold wants to move as soon as he can. Peter may have found peace with the river, but Arnold is scared.
"I never experienced that much land coming off the ground ever before in my life that fast. It freaked me out when I saw that happening, though. We couldn't even do nothing about it."
Arnold now works on the riverbank, moving sandbags, securing tarps. He says he likes that work. It gives him a little control over his situation. And he tells his neighbors they should take control of theirs.
"You want to save your family? You want to save your house? Move it."
Akiak is working to put together its hazard mitigation plan and submit it to the Federal Emergency Management Agency by September. That will make the village eligible for the increased disaster funding the state of Alaska received because of the earthquake last year. They hope to move the houses this year, water, sewer pipes, and all. In Akiak, I'm Greg Kim.